يعني ضعف صعب الكاية ما تبايز وي هيرد ان ذا ميشنا اما ليكس ذا تانا كامل اند غبيايس ذا تانا كامل صاد ميشا هولخا ايشتا يلم دينا سايام بو با امغو لاي ميسا ايشتاخا And they told him his wife abide, Vinosa es achaisa. And he married a sister, Bachakach bos ishtai. And later, his wife came back. His mutter es larsoloi. So his mutter to go back to his wife. And what he had married her sister does not answer his wife. And then the Mishnah ends by saying, Rabbi Yossi, Oymer, Kol Shapoysel Ayidei Acherim, Poysel Ayidei Atzmoy. If he passels others, he passels himself. B'chol Shein Poysel Ayidei Acherim, if he does not passel others, he does not passel himself. Now, let us see the Gemara, how we explain what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rabbi Yossi, Oymer, Kol Shapoysel. Is my comma Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara understood from Rabbi Yossi that there's another case here in the Mishnah which the Mishnah did not elaborate on. But that when he married Achois Ishtoi, it's speaking about that Achois Ishtoi is Eishes Gisoi. That means that his wife's sister was married also, number one. And number two, her husband had gone away, Lamdinasayom. His wife went away, Lamdinasayom. And Adam came back and informed them that both of them died. Her husband had died, Kisai had died, and his wife had died. And because of that, he married Ashes Gisai. And then both came back. So now there's a shaila, what is the halacha with Gisoi? Is Eishes Gisoi mutter le Gisoi or not? And then there's a shaila if he is mutter be'ishtoi. Ma'akom Rabbi Yossi. So what is Rabbi Yossi saying? So Rabbi Yossi said, Iser and Aheter, if he passels others, he's passel to himself also. If he doesn't passel others, he doesn't passel on himself. My kama Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara said, Ilaymi de kama tanekame, da ozal ishtoi v'gisoi lamdina sayom. The tanekame held that ishtoi v'gisoi, both of them went lamdina sayom. And Adam came and said, both of them are dead. And therefore he married Eishes Gisoi, and then both of them came back alive. Is Eishes Gisoi Asira? So the Tanakama holds that Eishes Gisoi is Asa. That's a poshet din of Eishe Shaholach Bailo Lemdinus Ayom. Ubob Omrula Meis Bailach, Vom de Venise Slache. And then later the Baal came back. So Eishes Gisoi is Asira. So she's also to her husband. V'ishtei shaye, and his wife is mutter. V'kom alei Rabbi Yossi. In Rabbi Yossi, that is what the Tanakhama said. The Tanakhama said that ishtei shaye, and Eishes Gisoi, since he didn't speak about any heter about her, we see from Rabbi Yossi was speaking about Eishes Gisoi, there's Acherim and there's Atzmai. So it would seem that Eishes Gisoi is also, according to the Tanakhama, Ishtei is Muteres. V'koma lai Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi told him, ki heiche de Ishtei Sharye, just like his wife is Muter, Eishes Gisoi nami Sharye. So his sister-in-law is also Muter to her husband. And we had mentioned the Ritva says, what is the connection? So the Ritva explains the connection is as follows. If his wife is mutter to him, so al kochoch, he does not have to give Eishes Gisa Yaget. Like this, the halacha is all the time Eishes Shalach Bailam Dines Hayom, Bob Amrol Meis Bailach, Bob the Venises Laacha, and then the Baal comes back alive. So the din is taitse mizeh mizeh, etzrich get mizeh mizeh. Now, so Rabbi Yossi tainit, if Eishes Gisei would need a get from him, so then Ishtei would never be mutter. Because from the get, we are giving Eishes Gisei aloche ke Ishtei. It's ke'ilu he had married her, so if he had married her, so then he can't be mutter back with his wife, because that's achos isha. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, so if you say that Ishta is mutteres, so it's muchach that Eishes Gisei is also mutter. And another nekuda, Rabbi Yossi holds the only reason they answered when the husband came back alive, the only reason they asked it her was because it's the people might say that the first husband was Megarisha and she became the wife of the second husband. And therefore, the second husband has to give her a get. And therefore, she's also on the first husband, Shlo Yimru, that Marzeg Rishosa, Mishinisais, is Mutter. So the whole Issa on the Baal Orishin is Mishin Marzeg Rishosa, and that is only when he gives a get. So here, since we see he does not have to give a get, because it says, Ishtei Shaye, so Kochach Eishes Gishrei is also mutter. That is pshat in Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says it's a very nice pshat, but the Loshen is shver. Ihochi, when Rabbi Yossi said a heta, kosh ein poysel al yedei acherim, ein poysel al yedei atzmoi, kosh ein poysel al yedei atzmoi, ein poysel al yedei acherim iboile. He said the wrong Loshen. He should have said, since we see that his wife is mutter to him, and we don't ask her al tachayz gerushosoi, so therefore, Eishes Gisei should be mutter to Gisei. So the Gemara falls off from that pshat. So now the Gemara is going to explain, first of all, the first lashon of Rabbi Yossi said two halachas, kol shepoisa deachayim, Poisel de Yatzma. Kosh, any Poisel de Yachem, any Poisel de Yatzma. Ve'elo, ki heicha da ishes gise yasira ishte nami yasira. Akert. Punkt verkert. That ishes gise is asira. And if ishes gise is asira, it's al kocho, he has to give her a get. Even though, theoretically, you can't say girish ze v'nosa ze, because she was a chayis ishtay. Afal pi kein, chazal and masak and every isha shalach bailo l'mdinas hayom, but she needs to get from the second husband, even though it's not shayach to say, girish zeh benosa zeh. So the elok, ki heichad eishes gisay asira, just like eishes gisay is asur al gisay, because since he has to give a get, so it's niris kemarzeg rishosoi mishani says. He gives a get. His ishtei nami yasire. So his wife is also. So now his wife is called achayis rishosoi. So memele, so that's the first maimer of Rabbi Yossi. He's chaylik on the Tanakame. The Tanakame holds eishes gisei is also an ishtei muteres. And he holds no, that Eishes Gisei, since Eishes Gisei is also, so Kochi has to give a get. So then Ishta is also a sirim. So the Gemara says, Hotinach kol shepoisel. So it's very good, but the chumra of Rabbi Yossi. Kol shepoisel al yedei acherim, poisel al yedei atzma. What's the second halacha of Rabbi Yossi? Kol she'ene poysel ayidei acherim, ene poysel ayidei asma. So where is the case of ene poysel ayidei acherim? Maya vidyate. Where do we have a case of ene poysel? Rabbi Yossi holds that lemaise eishes gisa is also, and she needs a get. So where's the case of ene poysel? Omar Rav Ami Areshe. That Rabbi Yossi is going on the Reisha. Now, before we go further, just let's say Bekitza what Rabbi Ami is saying, and then we'll see that the Loshon of the Gemara is very schwer. But Rabbi Ami is saying as follows: we heard in the beginning of the Perek, Niseis Shaloi Bershus Bezn, if a woman got married without having to apply for reshus from Bezin, that means she got married on Pishnei Eden, and then her husband came back alive. So the Mishnah says that she's permitted to go back to the first husband. By one aid, they consent her. She should have been medayik. She wasn't medayik. But if she got married, I'll be p2 aidim. Is my havel ala mevad? What should she have done? That's what it says in the Mishnah. Vim nisei shaloi bershus muteres lachsalei. She's permitted to go back to the first husband. So Rabbi Ami says that the second halacha of Rabbi Yossi is going on this case. That was nisei shaloi bershus. That means she was nisus api beis eidim. So then is muteres lachzaloi. She's permitted to go back to the first husband. She's permitted to go back to gisoi. Then he doesn't have to give her a get. He doesn't have to give her a get. So memela is ishto yishayim. So that is pshat m'rab yosi. Now we know pshat m'rab yosi. Rabbi Yossi said as follows: Kol shepois lo yidei acherim. If she got married, al pi neid echod. So there, the halacha is she's also to the first one. The second one has to give her a get. So if he has to give her a get, so just like Eishes Gisa is also, his ishta is also pois lo yidei atzmai. It's because his wife looks like an achais krushasai. He has to give a chayso a get, so his wife looks like a chayso grushosa. V'chol she'ein poysa yedei acherim, but if she got married or pi bezeidim, so then when the husband comes back alive, she's permitted to go back to her husband, and the second husband doesn't give her a get. Zaini Paisa, they ask him, then his wife is mutter because it's not niris, kacha is grusha. See, that is the teretz of Rabbani. So now we know the case of Paisal is nisis api eidechot. The case of ein Paisal is nisis api beisheit. Now let us see the Loshon HaGemara. Omar Ravami Areisha. That Rabbi Yossi is going on the Reisha of the Mishnah. Now, in the Reish of the Mishnah, it says, Nisei sapi bezden teitze uptura min akom. Because Nisei sapi bezden with an eidechot, so it's teitze uptura min akom. She's part of a makom, because it's a ruha bezden. Api eidim teitze v'chayeves bekom. If she was Nisei sapi shnei eidim, so it's teitze mi bailo sheini v'chayeves bekom. Yafa koiche shal bezn she potra min akom. So bezn is better than to aid him. Ayruha bezn patasa from akom. This is api beis aidim. She's not potra from akom. Come back to this soon. Vekoma tanakama. The tanakama said, loishna api aidim. The eishes gisa shal ye. Vloishna api bezdin. The Eishes Gisa Yasud, it doesn't matter if she's Mutter to Gisa, if she's not Mutter to Gisa. But the din is that Ishtoi Sharya, Ishtoi is Mutter. It does not matter if she's Osla Legisai, she's Mutter Legisai, but Ishtoi Sharya. The Kamalei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, no, it does matter. Alpi Bezdin, the Paisal Yidei Acheirim, Alpi Bezdin, that Apostles Yidei Acheirim, Paisal Yidei Atzma. Alpi Yidim, they ain't Paisal Yidei Acheirim, ain't Paisal Yidei Atzma. So that is the Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi, and the Tanakhama. Now, there's only one big problem over here. Rabbami wanted to say that Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama are going on the ratio of the Mishnah that speaks about Nisis Api Eidim. And all of a sudden, the Gemara brings down the Sefer of that Mishnah that speaks about there's a difference of Nisis Api Eidech, or the Spotter of Makom, Nisis Api Beis Eidim, is Chayiv Makom, which has no connection at all with us. But this is no shaykhus with the chayv kolm, potim in a kolm. But the Gemara should have brought that it says in the Mishnah, Nisei's shaloi bishus bezn muteris lavzaloi. That's what the Gemara should have brought. That's a negei alonu, that we have a case that even though bo bailo, she's permitted to go back to him. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That's an Egei alone. Why does the Gemara bring down above it that has no shaykhus at all with our sugya? So I found Baruch Hashem, the Tosfos HaRosh asks the kasha. The Tosfos HaRosh is Einach Hanami, but the Gemara wanted to show that in the first Mishnah Nisha Rabbe, we're speaking about two cases. Nisei's Beshus Bezn, Nisei's Shaloi Beshus Bezn. The Mishnah is grad talking about Chiyuv Kolm. But there's above in the Mishnah that differentiates between Nisei's Beshus and Nisei's Shaloi Beshus. So the Gemara wants to say, our Mishnah is going on that bove. There's another machloikis. Our Mishnah is also totally in Nisei's Beshus and Nisei's Shaloi Beshus. But Rabbi Yossi holds, Nisei's Beshus Bezdin is Paisal Ayidei Acherim, Paisal Deyatzma, Nisei's Shaloi Beshus Bezdin. He says, so we have the first Mishnah differentiated, Legabi Kolbin, the difference between Nisei's Beshus and Nisei's Shaloi Beshus. So our Mishnah is differentiating Legabi Ishtoi by Nisei's Beshus and Nisei's Shaloi Beshus. If Nisei's Beshus, Bezdin, so then Ishtoi Asure, Nisei's Shaloi Beshus, Bezdin, then is Ishtoi Muteres. That's how Rab Ami said Pshat and Rab Yossi. Let us see the Baal Rashi. Elo ki heiche de eishes gisoi asura, ishtoi nami asura. So Rashi says, hoyel vahani, that's the first maimer of Rab Yossi. Kol ha-poysela yidei acherem poysela yidei atzma. Hoyel vahani, hani nisuin. Since the Nisuyin helps Lepoislo albailo, it passes her on her first husband, Aninami Lis Khshuve ki ishtoi, the lesser esachoisa olov, so if she's considered ishtoi to passel alachirim, she's considered ishtoi ta'aser ishtoi rishoine. Bless esachoisa olov mishum achis isha mida rabono. Here Rashi is not clear what Pshat is. The Marsha says, Perish given the boy gita mine. Play lay me she see choice of a lay get. Paisonami, they ask me, it's a lame double a chaiskurushosi, at can be liberated, perosh, Rashi Kitza Bipirusha. About Kaponim Eistis, that's the Ikan Nekude is Rashi was Mashmet, but that's the Svore. That means Rabbi Yossi holds she's only Osar al Baila if the second husband is Mechuyif to give her a get. So then she's Niris Kamarza Grushosoy. And then is Ishta is Asure. That is Pshat. So Mamela, that's Pshat, the first Maima of Rabbi Yossi. Kol Shapoisla Yedei Acherim. That means that she needs a get from the second husband, and that's why Eish's Gisa is also Spaisa. The Yatzma is Ishterishain is also Vasa. So the Gemara asked, what's Kosha Ein Poisel Mayavidite? What's the case of Ein Poisel? Ein a Poisel Man Airi Bolel? Where were we speaking about a case of Ein a Poisel? Amar Rav Ami, Hai Koshein a Poisel Areishekois, going on the first Mishnah. The Airi Be'ein a Poisel Yidechem, the first Mishnah speaks about a case that even though she got married to someone else when the husband was alive, he doesn't ask her on her first husband. There the first Mishnah says, she got married up Ishne Eidim, she goes back to the first husband. And afterwards his wife came back. Loishna al pi edim. So now the Tanakhama says Muteris Larsa Loishna al pi edim. Shomru loy meis ishtecho lachis ishtei omru meis bailech. Leishes gisei shori Larsa la bailo. There's no difference if she's Muta Larsa la bailo is ishtei sharye. Loishna al pi edecho deishes gisei asure ishtei sharye. The Tanakhama holds that even though Eishes Gisi is Asur, is Ishtay Shaya. The Tanakama holds that Eishes Gisi is also, even though she doesn't need a get, she's still also Al Gisoy. But Ishtay Shaya, people know that she never was married to Achoiso. He was never married to Achoiso, so therefore it's Ishtay Shaya. The Kamale Rabbi Yossi, Alpi Bezdin, Plignaloch. That's what you said, Ishta is always Sharia. I wish to disagree with you. She got married Alpi Eidecho, the Hoyul of Poisla Yedeacherim, Nakoch Rabbi Yossi holds, so she needs a get from the second husband, this Poisla Yedeacherim, and then his wife becomes also, so she's Niris Kachais Grushosai. But if she got married, I'll be bezeidim, so then it's not poisel al yedei achem, so then it's not poisel al yedei atzmo. Let us see Tosfos, kosha ein poisel may avidite. What is the case of ein poisel? Lemistava lemeimer kosha ein poisel al yedei achem, kemoi shachis ishtoi pnuye. Avid speaking about there's no story of Gisai over. The Mishnah doesn't mention one vote of Gisai. Maybe it's speaking about that Achis Ishtay was a Pnuye. So Memele, so then if she was a Pnuye, she doesn't have to give her a get. The whole time she needs a get, Shalo Yemru, And the whole time he has to give a get, but here it's speaking about that she never was married. And he doesn't have to give a get at Achis Ishtoi because she's Achis Ishtoi, she wasn't typhus. The Lishna, the Chosh, ain't a poisel al yedei acherim, mashmed de ikachem, shen poisel al yodo. If she's speaking about a pnuya, there's no acherim to passel her to. So Kochet speaking about that she is married. Bafal Pikein, he doesn't ask her on her previous husband.
So that was the Gemara's kasha. Where do you have such a case that he married someone who was married already, and the husband Lamaisa did not die, and he doesn't ask her on her previous husband? So the Gemara says it's speaking about R.P. Beis Eide. That is Rab Ami's Okimte. So according to Rab Ami, it comes out that Rab Yosi is Machmer over the Tanekame in the case of Nises Alpi Eidechot. That according to the Tanekame, Nises Alpi Eidechot, Eishes Gisei is also Al Gisei, but Ishtoi Muteres. And Rabbi Yossi holds, if it was Nisis Api Eidechod, it's just like Eishes Gisoi is Osar Al Gisoi, is Ishtoi is Asura Olov, because she's Niris Kachos Gerushosa. Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha Oma. Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha wants to say another pshat, a different pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Lo'oi Lama Seife. These two, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, are not speaking about a case of the first Mishnah, that's Nises Api Bezeidim. The whole Perik is not speaking about Nises Api Bezeidim. The Perik is speaking about Nises Api Eidech. They're speaking about Nises Api Eidech. If it's Nises Api Eidech, so where is there a case that Loi Posal Al Yedei Acherim? So Nises Api Eidech, she always passes Al Yedei Acherim. So Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha says no. Hoda Ozli Arusosoi Vigisoi. Hoda Ozli Ishtoi Vigisoi. That means there's two cases. If Ishtoi Vigisoi went to Medina Sayom. Ishtoi means she's on the Suez. Vigisoi and his brother-in-law went to Medina Sayom. And now Edim came back and said, Mesa Ishtecho, Mesa Gisecho. And he went and married Eishes Gisoi, his wife's sister. Now they both come back. So everyone knows that the sister was never married to him. She's Achois Ishtoi. So therefore, by Ishtoi Vigisoi, she is mutter to her previous husband. She doesn't need a get. And therefore, Ishtoi is also mutter, according to Rabbi Yossi. So that's kol she'enei poisel al yedei acherim, enei poisel al yedei atzma. Ma she'en kein, if it's Arusosai Vigisoi went Limdina Sayom, Arusosai Vigisoi, now when his Arusa comes back, people can make a choice, people can think he really was married to Eishes Gisoi. How can he become married to Eishes Gisoi? She's Achais Ishtecho. So people might think, but the Ishtoi Rishayna was only an Arusa, so it could be they made a Tanai. And could be the Tanai wasn't Niskayim, so could be the Arusosai never became his wife. So therefore, Eishes Gisoi did become his wife. People say now, Girish Zeh V'Nosa Zeh. And the Ishus of Arusasai was not ma'akiv that he should be able to have Ishus and Achaisa because Dilma have Tanai Beirisin. So in that case, is Kol She Poisel Al Yedei Acherim, then he'll Aser Ishus Gisei Agisei, and then she'll need a get. So then, is Arusasai is also. That is Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. Hoda Ozli, now let's see the Gemara. Hoda Ozli Arusosoi Vigisoi. Hoda Ozli Ishtoi Vigisoi. Vekoma Tanekama. Now the Tanekama did not at all differentiate. Loishna ishtei v'gisei. There's no difference if ishtei v'gisei went l'mdinas hayom, and everyone knows that the ishus he made with eishes gisei wasn't chal because she's a chayis ishtei. V'loishna rusasei v'gisei. Eishes gisei is asira. Eishes gisei is also. In both cases, even though she doesn't need a get from him, she's also outside. She's also to the first one. Outside, she was ve'ishtay sharye, and ishtay is mutter because people know that Eishes Gisei never was married to him. So Mameloi is ishtay is mutter. The Kamalei Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi told the Tana Kama, no, it matters. Ishtoi v'gisoi. If it's ishtoi v'gisoi, the lack of a maimet no avalei b'nisuin, you can't say that there was a t'nai b'nisuin, because by nisuin people don't make t'noim. Because they know the maise b'ilos, b'ilos nu, so by the, if he's making nisuin, his zicha was mevater on all t'noim. So then, when Gisei comes back, Eishes Gisei is Mutala Gisei, because people know that she never was married to him, because she's Achais Ishtoi. So just like Eishes Gisei does not either get from him, just like Eishes Gisei is permitted to return Labaila Horishain Legisei, so he's permitted to take back his wife. Aba Arusasei Begisei. Dikala Meima Tnohavalei Bekedushin. But if he only had made Kedushin in Ishtoi, it's Arusasei. And now, when everyone comes back, people could think that Tnoi Havalei B'Kedushin. And it comes out he never was married to Arusasei. And then it could be that he was married to Eishes Gisei. Was Girizeb and also Zeb. And therefore, Poisel Al Yidei Achem. So therefore, he'll passel Eishes Gisei Al Gisei Mishum. So if the Achais Ishtai needs a get from him, so then Ishtai is also because his Niris Kachais Gerushosai. That is Pshat in the Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakame, Alibe de Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. And before we see Rashi, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, there is a double Machlokes. One machlokes, the Tana Kama held, Ishtoi v'gisoi, is Eishes Gisoi is also, and Ishtoi is Mutter. And in that case, Rabbi Yosi holds that Eishes Gisoi is also Mutter Labailo l'gisoi, because since it's Ishtoi v'gisoi, so Eishes Gisei is Mutter. That's Kol She'enei Poisai De'echerim. So there's one machloikis of Eishes Gisei is Mutter Legisei. But in this case, they're both Moedah that Ishtei is Mutteres. Now there's a second machloikis. Arusosai V'Gisei. So there, the Tanakama holds, again, that Eishes Gisei is also Gisei, and Arusosai is Mutter, and he's not Chayish Bechlal for tonight. And Rabbi Yosi holds, in this case, Eishes Gisei is also Al Gisei, and she needs a get, and Arusosai is also. So in the both members of Rabbi Yosi is Chaylik and the Tana Kame. By Arusosai, he asks, Arusosai, and the Tanakama was Mater Arusosai, and by Ishtoi, He's mater eishes gisoi in the Tanakama asot eishes gisoi al gisoi. Let us see Rashi. Loilo maseif. Kidinoket va'ozol sidur damas nisim. We're not going back to the Rashi that there was a case of nisus al pi beis eidim. No. We're going on the side of the Mishnah Benisis Beidechot. Now, if it's Nisis Beidechot, Umay Poisel, the Ein Poisel Ike. So where's there a case of Ein Poisel? If it's Nisis Al Piedechot. It's Chodu the Ozal Ishte Begiselim Dina Sayyam, but Chodu the Ozal Usasa Begiselim Dina Sayyam. That's the case. But come on, Rabbi Yisrael. Ishtoi deleka lemeimot noi havalei lahai be ishtoi reshaini. Here you can't say, by ishtoi reshaini here tonight. Vikuli almi yodi. Everyone realizes, by ishtoi de nesuei shniye toisein. That when he married achoisa, that was nesuim betois, because she's achois ishtoi. There's no two ways about it. People won't say that Girsha Baila Venosaza. People will never say, will never think for 1 minute that Ashes Gisei became his wife because the Gisei gave her a get. Her husband gave her a get. She is also to him because she is Achos Ishtoi. Umei the yodi, so people will know the sadi atiinu. So therefore, he doesn't have to give her a get. Is ene poisel al yedei gisoi. So he won't pasel eishes gisoi al gisoi. Kishar isha hanises beidecho. The hosom, when does he pasel? Who do also lemeima because people will say, Girish Zeben also Zeb. Stamos Anacious Ish got married to someone else. So people will say, Girish Zeben also Zeb. Vi Marzer, and if he takes her back, Omri Zeb Marzer Grushos Minanesui. So therefore, Chazal said two things. Number one, the second husband has to give a get. Because people say, Girish Zeben also Zeb. Number two, they said that she's also to the first husband, The people shouldn't say it's Marzu Grushos. Mishani says. Avul hocheloi, but here no one will ever say such a thing. Because everyone knows that Eishes Gisi as Achos Ishtoi. So Kedushin was never Teufels. Hilkach, so just like he doesn't passel her Al Gisoi, ain't poiso nami aide atzmes, he doesn't passel his wife also. Avol heichi dahavoi kamai sarusose, but if his wife was not an isui, his wife was an aruse. Dike lemeima, say here, we could say, to no havalei biktush. It could be that there was a tnai in the kdushin he had with his wife. Isavri inchi, then people start thinking, the nisui shniye nisuim gemurim. Then people will say that the nisuin of the second one, with the nisuin that he had with Aishas Gisoi, is nisuin gemurim. Vamir girsha baila venoso ze. Shitaka was his wife. Vimishum achos isho. How could she become his wife? To no avalei b'kidusha rishayna. Mestama there was a tnai b'kidusha rishayna. V'loi niskayim. Mestama the tnai wasn't niskayim. So therefore, v'yodro eishes gisei lebailo. Some mele people figured everything out. How did this all happen? He married eishes gisei. And his wife is around. And the gisei comes back. So people will be mekayim the betzedik tishpit amisecha, they'll be dan lekavschus meiredik. Mistome arusosei, that was with her tonight. Mistome gisei gave her a get. So now everything, now the whole puzzle fits into place. So he married Eishes gisei beheta. She's not achos ishtoi. And now if the first husband will take her back, the Hodreshus Gisei Labaila Omrin Shemutalarsik Rushosa Mishini Seis Hilkach, therefore by a Rusosi Upaisa Deachim. So he passes her on her husband. He gives her a get, so maybe she's also to her first husband, to Gisoy, als Basig Rushose. Vahoyul Bahanu Maiso. So if we consider Aisha's Gisoy, his wife, his Paisal Nami Deyatzmoy. So therefore his first wife is also, so she's Achiz Rushose. Ulatani kame, time dahanisis beidecha da suva larzalamishum shema yoimruzem arzigrushosa mishanisis. That's not the reason. Elamishum de kansurabona mishum de leidaikishapa, she's a saite. Elots marzigrushosa. Hilkach kol mandanos vaposal okama, so ever marries her, it's, even though she's an achayis ishtoi, she's still also she doesn't need a get. Versteht sich, she doesn't need a get because she's achayis ishtoi, but she's also al gisoi because she was a medayik, so she's also al gisoi al tzoite. So, but ishtoi is mutere. She doesn't need a get. Hachi gasit. So now Rashi brings down the gear. So, oh, the ozol ishte v'gisoy. If it's ozol ishte v'gisoy, so then it's any place like the echeim. Oh, the ozol arusose v'gisoy. Vachig yosin. Ishte v'gisoy, the lekel of meimet tenoy avle ben isuin. It's den place like yede echeim. Then it doesn't pass the lal gisoy. Lishna achine goros. Now there was another loshen in the Gemara. Hodinosiv Aishis Gisoy, it matters if he married Aishis Gisoy, Hodinosiv Arusas Gisoy. Beinodom Yochil Amidus. So Rashi says, this is a shrekleche girs, it's very difficult to understand because what's the difference if she's Aishis Gisoy, Arusas Gisoy? The problem is because if his wife it's Ishtoi, so whatever this Kedushin is in Teufis and whatever she is. The problem is not because of the Ishus of the Gisoy. The Ishus of the Gisoy we say Gir is even also there. The problem is the Ishus that he has in his wife, in his previous wife. So Bein Odam Yochil Amida. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul Alochik Rabbi Yosef. We paskin like Rabbi Yosef. So Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yosef. And the Gemara understood now that like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho said Pshat. So therefore, by Arusosoi V'Gisoi, people will say Tnoi Havi B'Kedushin. And therefore, it's poisel al yedei acherim, and poisel al yedei atzma. And by ishtei v'gisoi, it's ene poisel al yedei acherim, it's ene poisel al yedei atzma. And that's what Shmuel said, alochik Rav Yosef. Maskev lo Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef est astire in Shmuel. Umi omar Shmuel hochi, haket Shmuel paskan leit Rav Yosef. Vo itma, we learned a machloikis Rav Shmuel, yevomo, Rav Oma Harehi Ka'eshus Ish, Ushmul Oma Eino Ka'eshus Ish. Now what does that mean? The Oma Rav Hune, and Rav Hune explained the machloikis of Rav Shmuel as follows. Kigoin, Shekideish Ochiv Eso Isha. We're speaking about such a case, that Reuven was Mekadish and Isha, and then he went to Medina Sayyam. Vishoma Shemei Sochib. And then they came and they said that his brother died, Reuven died. Va'omad Vinosa es Ishtoi. He was Miyabim Eishes Reuven. Reuven is dead. He died without children. So it was Miyabim Eishes Sochib. Now, Reuven comes back alive. So now the shaila is Eishes Ochiv Muteres Larzaloi. People will not say Noso Girish Zev and Noso Zev because she's Eishes Ochiv, Grushes Ochiv is also Oso. The Rav Oma Harei Keishes Ish Vaasura. Rav says she is Oso on Reuven because people will say Tanai Havalei B'Kedusha. So people will say it could be she never was married to Reuven. Now she got married to Shimon. So now, when Reuven comes back, he can't take her back. People will think that she's Eishes Shimon. If she's Eishes Shimon, so how can Reuven take her back? If she's Eishes Ochiv. Harehi ke'eishes ish, she's just like any other Eishes ish, that holach bailam dinas hayom v'asura le'yavam, and she's also, now Reuven is considered the yavam of Shimon, because people think that she was married to Shimon. They think that nai hayo b'kedushe Reuven, so memele, Reuven is not permitted to take her back. Ushmuel omar eina ke'eishes ish v'shar yalei. And Shmuel holds, no, people won't call him t'nai ho'yibinis b'kedushin. People won't think about such a thing. Such a, Yisrach Namai said that there was a t'nai and she never was married to Reuven. No one will think of such a thing. So therefore, Shmuel says, when Reuven comes back alive, so Achein Noida Adovo, that she never was married to Shimon. She never was married to Shimon, so Fashtetzel, so she's Mutter to Reuven. So Shmuel is saying as follows. So Shmuel is saying, an Eishes Yisholach Bailalim Dinas Hayom. So their people could think that she got married to the second husband, Girish Zev and also Zev. And you need a get. And since she needed to get, that's why she's also to the first husband. But by Eishes Ochiv, even though it's an Arusas Ochiv, there people realize you can't say Girish Zev and also Zev. Tnai, no one columns of a Tnai, that's a Musa de Lo Shchicha. So therefore, she's Mutter to go back to Ochiv. That is Pshat and Shmuel, ain't a Keishas Ish. She's not like an Eishas Ish. And she's mutter to go back to Ochiv. So what do we see from Shmuel? That Shmuel was never Chayish, that by Kedushin people will say that it was at nine the Kedushin. So therefore, if Shmuel holds we're not Chayish for Tnai, so how could Shmuel Paskin like Rav Yosi? And Rabbi Yossi said, "Kol she'eino poisal eidechem eini poisal de'atzmoi." And Rabbi Yitzchok Navche said, "Pshat is what's the case of any poisal? Kol she poisal eidechem poisal de'atzmoi." So Rabbi Yitzchok Navche said, "Pshat is it's speaking about barusosoi." So there it's poisal al yedei acherim. People will say that there was a tnai, beirisin, and therefore it's poisal al yedei acherim. Therefore ishes gishe is also, therefore ishte is also. So it's a stirin Shmuel. Here Shmuel holds, you're not chayish le tnai. The people say there's a tnai. And here Shmuel passes at Rabbi Yossi, who says it's poisal al yedei acherim. That's speaking about and we are chayish l'tnai. That is the Gemara's. So the Gemara has a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel held that by kedushin, we are never chayish that people will say there was a tnai in the kedushin, and that's why Shmuel holds that she is ainakeshesis and she's mutter to go back to the first husband. And here Shmuel paskens like Rab Yossi, and Rab Yossi says, by arusosai v'gisoi, is oisai de'acherim, because people will say it na yehoyo b'kedushin. That's the Gemara's kash. Let us see Rashi. Haloche ki Rab Yossi. Zot Rashi, kosal ke daitach, akulo milse de Rab Yossi koi Shmuel. Shmuel is going on whatever Rab Yossi said. The whole thing. Va'oma. V'hai de mitzero isha ha-niseis beidecho. He holds like this. And an isha that got mad beidecho, mishum shema yoyim regirish evenosu zeh, v'umachse grishose mishaniseis. V'choleiche dikolomei merhochi, if you could say girish evenosu zeh, mitzere. V'afilu hi achois arusosei shol sheini. Even though she's the sister of the Avdarus of the Sheini. Oil the Ikele Mehmet Noi Havale Bekamaisa. Even though, since you could say that it was at night, Vui Paskins like Rabbi Yossi. Rei Keshes Ish, Ravuna Meforish Mai. What does that mean, Rei Keshes Ish? Voma Ravuna. Mai Eshes Ish to come Arav. Kuin Shekidish Ochivish. Shilmole Noso, if the brother made nisuin in anisha, tavai moide the materis lavzaloi, that everyone is moide that she's permitted to go back when the brother comes back alive, she's permitted to go back to the first brother. You can't say that it was girish zeh v'noso zeh, because she's grushas ochi. Tako yoidim shetoy soysa. Shim girsha, because I fully gave her a gift. Leyoysa nisei sloch, if she could not marry his brother, because it's grushas ochi. Amul kideish, but the machloikis, rav and shmuris, by kideish ochi. Bahi omara, arei keishis ish, anisei sbeidecho. This is similar to a normal Eishesish that got mad at the Edechot, Shasura Labailo. B'zunami Asura L'Rishoin, she is now also to the first one, who is her husband, Shu Akshav Yevomo. He's now her brother-in-law. The Omri Inchi people will say, Horishin to Noah Havalei B'Kedushin. The first one that was at my B'Kedushin. V'loin Iskaya. Umateres oisa l'sheini, v'achshav yoitzis m'sheini, v'noisa rishoin, v'imsa noisa sheishu sochiv, is manga ishu sochiv, so therefore Rab said, he's not permitted to take her back. Ushmu loma eino ke'eishis ish v'sharye l'rishoin. V'y omri t'noi hava, people won't say, was it nai? This is a very rare case that a person is makadosh ish on at nai. People understand everything when the brother comes back and they see that the second brother was miyabim ha, so they'll understand everything. The toisu, the whole thing was a mistake. But inu sadi, and the edim were mata them, they fooled them. Al melishmu loy maski inish adaita inshe tnoi adatayu. People don't call him that there was at my Bekdusha. Begabi arusose vegise, my omer Shmuel loche krab yoisi, the mitzreishes gise le gise. And here Shmuel paskins like krab yoisi, the mitzre eishes gise a gise. And the whole reason it's mitzre is because people will say to no have it, and she got married, and eishes gise was really married to him. That's the Gemara's kasha with Astir and Shmuel. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye said, listen, it's not too gefährlich. Mimai d'chiyoma Shmuel aloche k'rab Yosi ad Rab Yitzchok Nafrikoma. How do you know Shmuel understood pshat in Rab Yosi like Rab Yitzchok Nafrikoma said? Dilma ad Rabami koma. Maybe he said pshat. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho said klo that Rabbi Yossi is chayish letnoi, in the only case of poisei de achirim is by rusosoi, because he's chayish letnoi. So then you have a kasha. Shmuel holds you're not chayish letnoi, and according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche, Rabbi Yossi is chayish letnoi. So Abaye says, who told you that Shmuel and Pshat and Rabbi Yossi like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche? Maybe Shmuel and Pshat and Rabbi Yossi like Rabami. Duma the Rabami koma. Now what's good Rabami? Let us see Rashi. Duma the Rabami. Kedetir tza Rabami letaime the Rabbi Yossi. The loy airi betnoi. Rabami did not speak about Arusosoi. Rabami spoke about Ishtoi, which there's no tnai whatsoever. Klau. Bafilu be Ishtoi vegisoi nami poisel. By Ishto Vigisa, he also passes. Vafagav the Lekala Mechish Litnoi. Now we'll see soon in a minute why. Matakib Shatan Rabbi Yossi. Obo, Rabbi Yossi is not Chayish Litnoi. Rabbi Yossi passed by Ishto Vigisa if it was Aidei Eidech. So we see klar afilu by ishtoi Rabbi Yossi pasled, even though there's no tanai, and here Shmuel is matter that by kiddush ochid the nosos ishtoi that she's mutter to go back. So how does this stem? So Rashi says udishmuel udishmuel solikash leidomi. There's no similarity between Achis Isha and Eishesach. Why? So Rashi says, Amir de Kibir, the Achis Isha, Ikodem v'osi gisoi mikame ishtoi. So Rashi says, you have to understand, two distinct things occurred. Al ishtoi v'gisoi went to Medina Sayyam. Now, an Eidechot came and said that Meis Gisoi. Now, when that Eidechot came and said Meis Gisoi, and then an Eidechot came and said Meis Ishtoi and Meis Gisoi. Fine. So both of them are dead. Now, he went and he married Eishes Gisoi. Va'osa Gisoi. He called them also Gisoi Mikame Ishtoi. Now, if Gisoi came back before his wife, so we're still under the impression his wife is dead, and we see the Gisoi is alive. So in this case, Omitzere Eishes Gisoi Miyada Gisoi. So in this case, that as soon as Gisoi came back alive, so what do we see? We see there's no problem of Achos Isha. His wife is dead. Now Eishes Gisoi comes back alive, so we say it was Girish Eben Osazet. Hamitzere Eishes Gisei Miyada Gisei, a boy get Mishain Mishim Shema Yemer Giri Zeven Nosaze. Viamrit Mishim Achis Isha, so ask how could he have married her? She's an Achis Isha. Omri Mesa Ishtai. So people figured everything out. The minute Gisei comes back alive, and Ishtai does not come back, so everything falls into place. So Eishes Gisoi needs a get. People will say Girizev and also ze. And she's also Al and she is also Al Gisoi. So Memele and his wife is also. That's what Rabami said. It's called Shepoisel Al Yedei Achirim. Was an Eidecho that it's place like Deachem, a place like Deatzma. Avo, by Eishes Ochiv, but by Eishes Ochiv, you can't have this thing. Mechichozi, the osu achiv, the minute the brother comes back alive. Suloy amri girish zevenosu, the minute the brother comes back alive. So we have a kasha, what happened over here? The minute the brother comes back alive, so there'll be no claw, it's grushis achiv. The grushis achiv viloy. So that is pshat. Tnai, no one chalums of tnai. So forget about tnai. So memele. So here everyone will know that she never was married to the second brother. So therefore she's mutter to go back to the first brother. That's what Shmuel said. You're not chayish l'tnai. I was chayish l'tnai. Shmuel was not chayish l'tnai. So memele, she's mutter to go back to the first brother. Masha ain kain, by our Mishnah, Paskins like Rabbi Yossi, because by our Mishnah, there's a different problem. There are two distinct factors over here. She's an Eishes Gisai, and she's Achais Ishtai, and it could very well occur that Gisai could come back before Ishtai comes back. So Mamela, the minute Gisai comes back, and we're under the assumption that Ishtai is dead, so Memele, so there's a din that Tzricha get me men, or people will say Girish Zev and also Zev. And then she's also Al Gisai. Al Smar Zagrush also. And then therefore Ishtai is also. So it's no stira. Vinami ad Rab Yitzchak Nafche, Afila you'll say, that Shmuel learned pshat in Rabbi Yossi like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafke, mi mai da apoysel, dulme a enei poysel. He says, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafke explained, Rabbi Yossi saying two aloches. Arusosoi vigisoi is poysel al yidei achein, because he's chayish letnai. Ishtai v'gisai is enei poysla de'echerim. Enei poysla de'echerim. And since it's enei poysla de'echerim, because it's not shayich, girish zeh v'noso zeh. So that's what Rabbi Yossi said. You don't say girish zeh v'noso zeh by ishtai v'gisai. And if you don't say girish zeh v'noso zeh, she's mutar al acherim. So that aloche, that by ishtoi v'gisoi, she's mutal al acherim, she'en the place of the acherim, so my male, that is the Tanakama is chaylikan, Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama holds that he is place of the acherim, even though it's not shaykh to say, girish zeh v'noso zeh. But Rabbi Yossi holds if it's not shaykh to say, girish zeh v'noso zeh, it's any place of the acherim. And that's what Shmuel Paskins, and that Nekudah, that Allah Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yossi. Binam yotzi rashi b'yitzchak nafcha, mimai da apoysel komo Shmuel Allah, v'tik shalach dilme l'shmuel afilo b'russo, dilme l'shmuel afilo b'russo, v'gisei nami lo yposel. According to Shmuel afilo b'russo, v'gisei nami lo yposel. V'hai de koma Allah ke Rabbi Yossi, ein poysel koma. That what he says, I ain't poisel, I fuki mitan kama, that fula gabi ishte begise, da ishes gisha esuri, kamash mon shmul, kabi yaisi de shoy. That's a second mahalach. Inami, mi mai de isel de ravune, who says that ravune's pshat in shmul is right? Du me lesse de ravune klal, but de ravune kamiflegi. Could be the machlokes, Rav Shmuel's goran and the machlokes. Not a meisel with an eidechod and holach bailam din yisayom. No, it's talking about something else in Gansen. It's talking about that a yevome was mezanda with someone else. Does she become also on the yovo? Is Rav Omar, yevome rei keishesi, she becomes also on the yovo. Just like an eishesi, that's mezanda is also lebailo. So a yevome, that's mezanda is also on the yovo. And Shmuel says that ain't the case, Yisish, that it doesn't become also on the Yovel. Rav Amnuna kemiflagi, Domar Rav Amnuna shemeres Yovel shazinza asuro li Yovel. Derav omarei keshesi, shemifsele biznus, shemulamaini keshesi, shemifsele biznus. Vinami biktushin toivsim biyevoma kemifludio. Maybe I'll say another pshat in the machloikis Rav Shmuel. Not like Avhune, another pshat. The Rab Omarei Keshis Ish Vloitovsi Bo Kedushin. Is Kedushin Toivis in Yevomulashuk. We had already once a Machlokes Rav Shmuel this. So Rab Shazarei Keshis Ish Vloitovsi Bo Kedushin. Ushmuel Omar Eina Keshis Ish Vloitovsi Bo Kedushin. Fact, the Maviv Ligabo Chode Zimna Chode Mechlal Dechavatit. Eina Chanam Yutz. This halacha was based on that what they said before. Let us see Rashi. Oh, he's in inami lesser davune klaba davam nune kemiflagi voiflagi bachada zimna by pirke gufa damashmul ben yisainu tzricha get. Like to say one shtickle haore on this last gemore. The last gemore wants to say the machloikis rav in shmul is gor anan the machloikis is kedushin toifis in the yevamalushuk. Rav holds Kedushin is not Taifas in the Yevam Alashuk, and let us just refresh our memories. The Svar of Rav is, because it says, Loisiyah Eishis Hameis HaChutz Alizo, Loisiyah Heibo Avaya. And the Yevam Alashuk cannot get married to anyone. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel says, Bani Yiseinu, I don't know if that's Pshat and Posik, Loisiyah Eishis Hameis HaLabas Avaya. Maybe it's coming to tell us there's a lot and a lot to be by a lot. But it's not coming to tell us that the Kedushin isn't Taifas. So here our Machloikis is Kedushin Taifas in the Yevam Alashuk. Rav says Kedushin is Taifas, is not Taifas in the Yevam Alashuk, and Shmuel says Shmuel, the Kedushin is Taifas. Fine. So here is Tikal Ha'ore, according to Rav, that Kedushin is not Taifas. So why do you say, Yevam Arei Ka'ishas Ish? He picked on, Kedushin isn't Taifas. Why? This is Xeris HaKosov, why? But he didn't say, Yevame arehi ka'ishasish, like an ishasish. So Poshid Yilurim Shat, he's giving us a marshal. A Yevame is just like an elva of ishasish. Just like an elva of ishasish, Kedushin isn't Taifas. So Yevame also Kedushin isn't Taifas. He's giving up a marshal, he wants to say. She's just like an ishasish. Say the shtikal ha'orandes. The Gemara in Kedushin daf samach zayin amid beis. Here's a pesapilpul. How do you know Kedushin isn't toifus by arayis? So the Gemara has a posik by achesisha. The Kedushin isn't toifus by achesisha. Then the Gemara says you learn out all arayis from achesisha. Just like achesisha, Kedushin isn't toifus. So who adin? All arayis Kedushin isn't Taifas, it's Kores, and Loitofas Kedushin. Who adin? All arayis is Kores, Loitofas Kedushin. There's one Elva you can't learn out. Which Elva? Eishas Ish. Because Eishas Ish is kill. Mali, Eishas Ish, ken yesh laheta b'chaye b'ayla. Eishas Ish is a psagringer Elva. The husband can be matero. So, you can't learn out Eishas Ish from Achis Ish. So the Gemara says, how do you know Eishas Ish? As tekesh to Rabbi Yoine. The Uksha Kolarais Ladod, it says, Venichesu, so all Chayve Krisis, Kedushin isn't Taifas. Al Kolponim, Eishas Ish is not Poshet that Kedushin isn't Taifas. Eishas Ish is the Schwachste Elve. And you need a Hekish. And the Hekish is because it's Chayiv Kores, Kedushin isn't Taifas. So why does Rav have to speak Turkish? He doesn't say Kedushin isn't Taifas and Yevam Alashuk. He says Yevam is like an Eishas Ish. He's giving up some marshal, and he gives a very batlonish marshal. He's giving a marshal of an Eishas Ish. So that's the pshat number one. He's not giving a marshal. Don't they give mashalim? He's giving a reason. He's giving a reason. You know why Kedushin isn't Taifas and Yevam Alashuk? It's not a poradum. It's a chayve laven, it's not even a chayve laven according to Rav. It's only a chayve es according to Rashi Shita. So why isn't Kedushin Taifas? Arei keishasish, she's an eishas hameis. She's still married. Loisiyah eishas hameis achutz alizo. She's still married. That's why Kedushin isn't Taifas. She's still married to the mace. Usually, when a husband dies, the ishas goes off. And then you're allowed to marry her. But an Eishas Hameis that died without children and has a brother, so she's still an Eishas Hameis. Loisiyah Eishas Hameis, Hachutz Ali Yizo. But I'd like to be myself one more nekuda. We mentioned once, there's a moiradike machloikis between the Pnei Yeshua and the Avnei Meluyim. If Kedushin is toifes by a Shifcha Charufa, a Shifcha, and I've never married a Shifcha Charufa, which is a Chayvi Lavin. Now someone else wants to marry her. Is she married, yes or no? So the Pnei Yeshua says she's not married, even though it's only a Chayvi Lavin. So Pnei Yeshua says long this. The Yeshua says, if she's married to Reuven, how can Shimon marry her? She's Reuven's wife. How can she become Shimon's wife if she's Reuven's wife? That's the svar of the Pnei Yeshua. So Kedushin isn't Taifas Afilun and Aishas Ish, that's a Chayvi Lavin. Because if she's Reuven's wife, she can't be Shimon's wife. But Avni Miluyim asks on the Pnei Yeshua, he says, I don't understand. So the Pnei Yeshua all of a sudden was Machadish. A new svore, why Kedushin is in Teufis, Beishasish. Even she's a Chayvi Lavin. He says, I know a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara had problems why Kedushin is in Teufis, Beishasish. The Gemara of the Neishasish is worse than the Nachisisha. And the only way the Gemara was able to prove that Kedushin is in Teufis, Beishasish is because there's a Hekish to Rabbi Yoyne. But, Nevenichisu, what's the problem? The Gemara wants to know why Kedushin is in Teufis by Yeshasish. Push it! If she's Reuven, she can't be Shimon. So the Avnei Meluyim is choylik on the Pnei Yeshua. There's terutzim on the Avnei Meluyim's kasha. Let's not get into this. But according to the Pnei Yeshua, it's beautiful, our Gemara. According to the Pnei Yeshua, Rav is saying, why isn't Kedushin Teufis? He's not giving Mishalim, he's giving reasons. Harei hi keishasish, even though there's no love. It's only an isseresa. But harei hi keishasish, v'ayim b'pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says, Kedushin is not toifis b'yishasish, not because of the chaymer ha'isa. Because since she's married to him, so no one else can get ishas in her. That's what she's married to someone. He doesn't say, not the reason is because there's chayma, there's chorus, because she's married to him. So l'chayre, then the lashon of Rav is very good. Rav is saying that that's the gila yakra. Leisiya, you can't have avaya, leisiya, because she's an eishes hameis. That's how Rav learned chumash. Shmuel didn't learn Chumash like that, so Shmuel, any Keshishish. But Al Kaponim could be that that is Pshat and Rav, that's why Rav had to be Madgish, Harei Keshishish.